Now, a look back at this week's Chris and Amy show, Out of Context.
I've been eating a lot of meatballs lately.
I would not want a child to perform surgery on me. Let's just put it that way.
I do have bow legs, but I'm pigeon-toed. I'm a real catch.
This is the only place I wear pants.
No, she knew I didn't soil myself, but it looked like it.
That?
If you've ever steamed cabbage.
Smells awful.
Not a great smell.
Order!
I'm sweating out the meatball spices. Okay. I smell like stinky meatballs.
Oh, how you doing, sir? Like, hey, just walking around the neighborhood. See any kids around here?
I have horrible,
gas.
Terrible.
Oh. What? Either get on board or get out the way because the nice package is coming.
I'm the victim here. No.
Are you sure you want Repsect? Like. I would say this. Amy has not shaved in a while. Clearly.
What?
Out of context. That sounds horrible.
Oh my. Please inform me about all of this.
Well, Matt, how do you want me to do this?
Well, let me tell Michael Kelly what we do here.
Okay.
So that's been this past week out of context. I'm going to now play some clips for Amy and you two.
Okay.
Amy needs to try to tell me what the original context was of these horrible remarks she's been making. So this is the first one.
No, she knew I didn't soil myself, but it looked like it.
How do you know that?
It looked like it. Well, this is a classic story. Michael, it was 105 degrees one year when I went to a baseball game.
Oh, my.
In 2017.
And soiled yourself.
Well, I wore khaki shorts.
Eek.
Do you know what happens when you sweat in khaki?
Yeah, it looks like you're...
Shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Shows up. So I didn't realize just how bad I was sweating. And we went to go get a drink, like in the fifth inning, and I looks stand like up. And this is what a stranger behind me says. She goes, "Oh, honey." Because she thought...
Oh, that you
had
an accident.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I was just very sweaty, or I was just so sweaty that that she felt bad for me, but I threw those shorts
away. Did you have
away.
Any idea what she was talking about when she said that to you?
At first I was like, what? And when I stood up and looked down at the front...
Oh, it was
bad.
Front and back?
Oh, Michael! Hey. I was
and
schmitzing.
You probably didn't have anything to tie around your waist,
no,
you know, because
it was
105.
So I just had
degrees.
To own it, and I went home and threw the shorts away.
Got that context.
I'd like Michael to try and guess what the possible context for this was.
Ranji showing his legs. Huh? Was that what it was? Amy saw Ranji's legs for the first time.
You guys are talking about elk for some reason.
Yep.
You guys are imitating an elk mating
call.
Well,
goats.
Or goats, yes. Yeah.
Elks are massive.
Yeah, they
are. They killed one this week.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, because he escaped from Grant's farm.
And that's why we were talking about it.
Somebody was screaming.
That's why we were talking about it. You did guess it. Nice work, Michael.
Amy, explain this.
I'm sweating out the meatball spices.
Okay.
I smell like stinky meatballs.
Ooh,
Michael, what happened is
nasty.
I discovered Trader Joe's chicken meatballs, and they're so good.
Uh-huh.
And I've been eating them every day. You know, protein, right? Everybody needs more protein.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good. And then I've been running, and it's been hot, and I'm like, why do I smell so bad? I think I'm sweating out the meatballs.
Is it garlic?
I think there's garlic in
Too
it.
Too much garlic?
Yeah. Yeah, there's some garlic and some spices, but I smell like stinky meatballs.
I wish you would have told me about this before we got here, because I was like, what is that smell?
I
had no idea it was you.
I hear you know. I smell like a meatball.
She microwaved them at 8 a.m. for breakfast of the day in the company office.
That's almost as bad as fish, isn't it?
Yeah, might be worse. All right, this one's from Ranji, but I'd like you guys to give some context to this.
Okay.
Get on board or get out the way, because the nice package is coming.
Is that related to his efforts to save the sheriff?
No.
Oh.
But it's another one of his endeavors.
Run.
Oh, his nice package. Yeah, because
yeah.
we had that with you guys. He was talking about nice package.
His delivery service.
And then we got into it, and I was like, I don't think women want to see men's in tight shorts. They may want to see him with a shirt off, but the last thing they want to see him doing is...
Tight jean shorts, Daisy Dukes. Woof.
Yeah.
But that's what he is. He's got his new... company, nice package delivery service.
Last one for Amy.
I do have bow legs, but I'm pigeon-toed. I'm a real catch. So we were talking about wearing shorts and why men shouldn't wear shorts, and I said, I think a lot of men are very bow-legged, and the only reason that I could say that without it being offensive is that I am bow-legged and I have pigeon toes. I mean...
Well, maybe you can explain to me, since we've run out of time, what bow-legged even means.
It's where your calves, like your knees, like curve out.
Huh.
Yeah. Ugh. It's a little rough.